Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we love you today, and Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that his precious blood was shed for the remissions of our sins. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, and you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor, because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And God, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. I praise and magnify your name, Almighty God, because, Lord, you're good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name, O God, because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking the strongholds of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for breaking the strongholds of addiction in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for your healing power being released to drive out the spirit of liver cancer, lung cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua, pancreatic cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for the testimonies of healing. I thank you for the testimonies of deliverance today, Lord. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I praise you and I magnify your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you are a God of miracles. And I thank you, Lord God, for releasing miracles into the lives of your people. Lord, everyone that is listening that is in need of a miracle, Lord God, may the miracle manifest. Lord God, those that need homes, bless them with the home. Lead and guide their steps to the home, Lord God. Those that need jobs, bless them with the jobs. Those that have been seeking promotions, God, bless them with the promotions in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, those that need a word, Lord, let the word of God come forth to give them. Lord, those that are ready to give up and just quit and turn and walk away, Lord, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would just grab them and bring them back into the fold in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for releasing your mighty warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, Lord God. And we bind the ruling spirit of mind control and deception and witchcraft. We bind it up in the name of Yeshua that it would not be able to hinder and impact people. We cut and sever the cords that people will be delivered and set free, that people's hearts and minds will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. I pray for the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists and the prophets and apostles in this region, Lord God, that they would declare the full counsel of your word as never before, that your name might be glorified, that your name might be magnified, that people will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Those that are in false religions, may they come out of them. May they come out of them, God. Visit them in dreams and visions, Lord God, and show them, Lord God, that they are serving gods that are not gods but are demons. Show them, Lord God. Show them in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. I pray that your blessing will be upon this teaching today. And Father, I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And as always, I am grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to share the gospel with you. Amen. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Glory to God. If you struggle with something, I say, pray, get on your knees, and seek the face of God. Saints, we're living last days. We're living in perilous times. It said in Timothy, it says in Peter that the perilous times are going to come, and it's going to get worse. And as we see what's happening and what's taking place, we need to be praying and seeking God and saying, okay, God, we need you to show up, God. We need you to move, God. We need you to do it again. We need revival in the body of Christ. We need revival in America. There is more than just going to church and having tea and crumpets and listening to 3 points and a homiletical poem. We got to get to the place where we are hungering and thirsting after God, that we truly have a desire to know him, to be in a covenant relationship with him. I have to ask you today, do you know him as the Lord God Almighty? Do you know him as your Lord? Do you know him as your Savior? Have you had this burning desire to get along with God and spend time in His Word? Do you spend time in praise? Do you spend time in worship? Are you preparing and saying, Lord, not my will, but your will be done? Because God, I just want to be in the place that you've called me to be as your son, as your daughter, Lord God. I want to be able to serve your kingdom, God. How can I bless you today, God? Man. Yeah, how can we do it, Lord? We need revival. We need to be a praying church, saints. There's just so much more, so much more. I guess part of my problem is because I've spent so much time studying the Word of God, and I see what the Word of God declares, and the Lord has gifted me to be able to see and understand from a biblical perspective. And every individual, every believer has the ability. The more we spend time in the Word, our minds are being renewed. And I think part of the problem with me, where I really don't fit in, is my mind is being renewed daily by spending time in the Word of God, where I no longer look at things from a natural perspective, as most people do when they look at a situation or something, but I see it from a biblical perspective. And so God has blessed me with that ability. So I am, it stirs me up, saints. It stirs me up. Because I know the God that we serve is greater. We've been in this series, The Conflict, The Temptation, and we left off in Job chapter 1 last week. And recognizing, you heard me tell you this, saints, the understanding the fact that when all hell is breaking loose around you and things are happening and going on, it is because of the spiritual warfare that is taking place in the spiritual realm, and then it spills over into the natural realm, and then all hell begins to break loose. There is a conflict, there is a war, there is a battle, there is a fight that is going on, and you don't hear a lot of preaching and teaching, particularly in the contemporary evangelical churches, about spiritual warfare and how the enemy works and what Satan does and how he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so we get caught up and we be like, man, why is all of this happening and what's going on? And I believe the Lord put the story of Job in the Bible for a reason and a purpose, because when you look at Job chapter 1, we were talking about it last week, and get this and understand that the God that we serve is the one and only God, has no equal. God is the one that is sitting on the throne, and Satan, Lucifer, or Hillel, which is the name is in Hebrew, has to give an account to God. And God, when God says, where you been, what you going, what's happening, and what's going on, Satan has to give an account. He has to present himself. Even though Satan is the God of this world, this earthly planet, and the first and the second heavens, God Almighty is the one that is seated on the throne. Get that in your spirit. Get that in your mind, is that God is God. And beside him, there is no other. God has no equal. And if we can just embrace the concept that when you accept Yeshua as Lord and Savior, you now become a son and daughter of the Most High God. That's why he's called the Most High God. Because everything is beneath him. And when you become a son and daughter of the Most High God, and you renounce the kingdom of darkness, and you begin to press your way in and seek the face of God, then the enemy comes after you, because then you become a threat to the kingdom of God, because the closer you get to God, the more that you are conformed to the image of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And the more you begin to walk in righteousness, the more you begin to walk in holiness, the more you begin to be a living epistle, that people look at your life and they see there's something different about that man, there's something different about that woman, and it's because you have a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Okay. In Job chapter 1, we left off in the broadcast last week, and we got to Job chapter 2. And for those that are tuning in for the very first time, I need you to recognize, I need you to be able to understand that when I read this, and sometimes, you know, over and over again, we have to get it, because it says that they came to present themselves before the Lord. And so Satan got angry, even more angry, that he, when he asked God permission, let's walk down this road one more time, saints. Okay, we know God knows who we are. God knows exactly where we are at spiritually. God knows where we are at physically. He knows where we are at emotionally. And in Job 1, verse number 6, it says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Wait a minute now. Wait. Okay. The angels have to give an account for their assignments because they are giving assignments as well. And the Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? You see who's asking the questions. Do you see who's controlling the court? And Satan answered the Lord and said, I'm going from to and fro throughout the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? He's perfect. He's upright. He fears me and he hates evil. Now, see, this shows you God knows exactly what Satan is up to. He knows who Satan has his eyes on. And God says, yeah. Satan said, yeah. Does Job fear you for naught? Job got a reason why he fears you. And why does he fear you? He says, because you've got a hedge about him. There is a hedge of protection, a divine restraining order against him, to where I can't touch him. And yeah, that's who I want, basically. About him and about his house and about all that he has on every side, and you have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth now thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So recognizing the fact, Satan recognized and knew that God had a divine restraining order. That hedge, when you look up in the Hebrew, it means restraint. There is a wall of fire. There is a hedge of protection. Satan could not go beyond his boundaries. Get this. When God has established a boundary, nothing can cross it unless God allows it. And this is happening up in the heavenlies. They're having this conversation. But God knew exactly what Satan wanted to do. God knew exactly how Satan wanted to attack him. And you know what's so amazing about this, saints, is we get to understand the fact that God knows all things. Nothing takes God by surprise. God does not be sitting up there in heaven and wringing his hands and having anxiety and panic attacks. He sits back on his royal throne and all he has to do is look at an angel, go handle that, go fix that, take care of this, take care of that. He said, but you can't kill him. Everything else you can have, but you can't kill him. That's power. That's power. And look at this. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servant with the edge of the sword, and I on him alone escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only alone escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone escaped to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men. And they are dead, and I alone escaped to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all of this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Even with all of the mists and the trials and the sufferings and everything that Job was enduring at that moment and at that time, Job still had the ability to bow down and to worship God and not get angry at God, not get mad at God, not get frustrated with God. He said, I'm going to bow down and worship. This man suffered calamity after everything that he had was gone. And some of you have been in the places to where the phone rings. You get one message after another message. This man, the last blow, when Satan is trying to take you out, the warfare intensifies. And he gets you to the very point to where he will do everything in his power to make your life a living hell to where you're ready to give up. And that's the objective. He wants you to give up. He wants you to doubt God. He wants you to get angry with God. He wants you to fall out of agreement with God. Because if the enemy can get you to murmur and say, God, I don't want to serve you no more. God, I don't believe that you're God anymore. Then he's got you. He wants to get you to the place to where you're willing to renounce your relationship and your walk with God. And so many people end up in that place and they do that. There are so many people, and some of you that are listening right now, you are in bondage to captivity because you're angry with God. You've not gotten your blessing and your breakthrough because you're angry with God. You have unforgiveness and bitterness with God because of some of the hardships and things that you've gone through and you've had to go through. And recognizing and understand it was not God's fault. You have generational sins, curses, that have been affecting your life, that has allowed an enemy to come in to destroy your life and to destroy your family. When we look at this account, Satan knew exactly who Job was. Satan had a dossier. He had a file on Job's family. You hear me say this over and over again. The enemy is a tactician, a strategist. He has a strategy. How can I destroy brother so-and-so? How can I destroy brother so-and-so? If I want to come after you, I know what your generational weakness is because I'm the one that placed the idol there in the bloodline. I'm the one that set you up. You see, the enemy sets you up for failure. And he comes after those that have a heartfelt relationship to know God, to serve God, to worship God. I wish somebody out there would say, amen, you're telling me, preacher, tell me some more, preacher. Because see, that's part of the problem. These are part of the strongholds. Because we've not talked about these type of things. Because there are shadows and things that are happening and going on. It's just like, you know, when the enemy wants to attack, he will attack. You see, Satan is not concerned about the nominal believer and the nominal Christian because there's no threat to the kingdom of darkness. Because the enemy is about stealing souls and trying to break your relationship and your fellowship with God. Because if he can break your fellowship with God, then he's got you. He's going to lead you on the broad way that leads to destruction. That's why we in the body of Christ, that's why we have a charge according to Ephesians chapter 4, is to equip the saints so that you're able to recognize false teaching, false doctrine. You're able to recognize the strategies and the tactics of the enemy so that you are not ensnared and that the enemy does not break that fellowship between you and God because he wants to break that fellowship with you and God. And if he can get you to break it, if he can get mind control to get you to where you're thinking all these crazy thoughts, then he's got you. Because the warfare takes place in the mind. That's what he did to Eve in the garden. Yea, if God said, the enemy will begin to question and challenge God's word. Did God really say this? Did God really mean this? And now we've gotten to the place in the body of Christ to where that word, oh, that was for them in the biblical times. That word is not applicable for us today. We don't have to adhere to this and we don't have to adhere to that. Oh, that was just for the Old Testament folk. Saints, God's word is God's word. And yes, we're under grace. Yes, we're under the covenant of the blood of Yeshua. But there's still standards in God's words that we as believers that we have to learn to embrace as gospel truth. There are so many issues that people don't want to talk about. But when we begin to talk about it, then they begin to call you a bigot and you're this and you're that. And the only thing that you're doing is standing on the word of God and holding God's word to be true and realizing that Satan's objective was to get Job to renounce the one and only and true and living God. Satan wants to get you to the place to where you begin to doubt everything that God has ever spoken in his word. That whatever God is giving you in your personal prayer time, and yes, God still speaks to his people, saints. God will speak to you through his word, through the Holy Spirit. He will speak to you. He will give you an instruction. Scripture tells us that when the Holy Spirit of truth has come, he's going to guide us into all truth. And also, he will say he will tell you and show you the future. This is the supernatural power of God dwelling and abiding in us. Yes. And the enemy wants to break that fellowship. And if he can break that fellowship, and get you to renounce and curse God, then we're in trouble. My objective here on the radio, straight from His Word, 19 years, Lord have mercy, all by faith, is to equip the saints and to declare the full counsel of God's words, so that on judgment day, I ain't going to have nobody's blood dripping through my hands. I pray I don't. I have to declare the full counsel of God's word to you. It's my job to equip you, to teach you how to fight, teach you how to war, so you can have a victorious life. So when the devil shows up, you can go, not today. Mm-mm, nope, not today. Sometimes he'll come and he'll knock you. He'll blindside you with a haymaker, with an uppercut, and he'll knock you down to your benders, as my mom used to say. But when you're on your knees, that's when you begin to pray and cry out and say, okay, God, give me grace and give me strength. And Lord, give me understanding of what's taking place and what's going on. Blessed Holy Spirit, help me to pray. And how to pray, how to war, how to come against this. You see, part of the problem with the contemporary church, the body of Christ, we're too passive. We're not aggressive. We're not militant in our prayers. We're not militant in our praise. We're not militant in our worship. We just want to just sit back and say, oh, praise God, praise Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And when the devil says, oh, the devil is coming after me, you know, well, God bless the old time saints. I grew up in Pentecostal churches, and they used to get up and every time in testimonies, and they say, oh, the devil is after me, the devil is doing this, and the devil is doing that. And I'll be like, and it became like, you think that's the norm? All the devil is trying to do is, and they're like, quit. Oh, the testimonies were so negative. And it's like, good Lord, is this the life we're supposed to be living in Christ? They were not militant. And then they would, you know, there was this one old song, Lord, don't move the mountain, just give me the strength to climb. Lord, I'm going to speak to that mountain and be cast into the sea. Oh, my God. You see, I understand? Militant, getting angry, righteous indignation as we look at what's taking place and what's going on in our society today. People in the body of Christ should be stirred up. We say, God, we need revival. God, we need change. God, we need you to move. God, we need you to show up. God, we need you to uproot, tear down, destroy, scatter the camp of the enemy. Arise from your resting place, O God, and destroy the altars of the enemy, all of the altars that have been erected in our hearts and in our country. The United States of America is given over to idol worship, Baal worship, just like the children of Israel. And it's only by the grace of God that we've not experienced God's wrath and God's judgment. And we got to get to the place, saints, and we said, you know what, God, we got to do better. Lord, we got to come in alignment with your word. Because, God, you did not send your son to die for us on the cross at Calvary for us to be passive, but for us to go forth and to proclaim that Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord of heaven and earth, that he is the Almighty God, and that he is the only Savior, that he is the only Redeemer. Because, Lord, you said, behold, I give you power and authority over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And when you recognize that the enemy is coming against you, we have authority by using the name of Yeshua. We have the word of God, which is our sword that we use to attack and declare the gospel truth. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here, Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers, your financial support, the Spirit of God. We do not bless us. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is Lord, and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.